Good evening. On behalf of the Reform Witness Hour Committee, extend a warm welcome to you tonight to our Fall Reform Witness Hour Rally, we are calling it. And it has nothing to do with a car race, as we sometimes associate that word rally with a car race. But as it was announced in the bulletins, a rally is literally, according to the dictionary, a mass meeting to arouse enthusiasm. And it's our goal tonight to arouse some enthusiasm and renewed interest in our radio ministry at the Reform Witness Hour. We thank you for coming out tonight. We know it's a busy time of the year, and there's always plenty of activities for us to go to throughout the week. And Sunday, too, gets to be a busy day. But we're thankful for your interest in our radio ministry and for your attendance here tonight. And I also want to thank you at the outset, too, for your support of the Reform Witness Hour. Why should we be aroused for enthusiasm for the Reform Witness Hour? Well, our chief reason, of course, is because of the gospel that God has entrusted to us, and because of the riches of that gospel that God has called us to proclaim. And I know Reverend Hawk is going to touch on that tonight, so I'm going to leave that part of it alone. But also, we should be enthused and excited about the Reform Witness Hour because of the means that God has given to us to spread the gospel of His Son near and far. And we'll be talking about some of those means tonight as well. If you'd open your Bibles with me, Reverend Hawk asked or suggested that I read Romans 15, verses 20 through 33. Romans 15, starting at verse 20 and reading to the end. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. But, as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. For which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. But now, having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come unto you, whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you. For I trust to see you in my journey, and to be brought on my way thitherward by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company. But now I go unto Jerusalem to minister unto the saints, for it hath pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem. It hath pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. When therefore I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come by you into Spain. And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Let's open with prayer together. Our Father and our God in heaven, we draw nigh to Thee through our only Mediator, Jesus Christ, our Advocate at Thy right hand, thanking Thee for this beautiful day, the day of rest that Thou hast appointed for us, and that Thou didst give to us as Thy pilgrim people on our pilgrim journey to the glory land. We thank Thee for the spiritual oasis that Sunday is to us. We thank Thee for the wells of salvation that Thou didst open to us again today in the preaching of the gospel. that we might drink and drink deeply of the good news of our salvation in Thy Son. We have been refreshed. We are rested. And we are ready now to face another week of work according to Thy will, starting tomorrow. Now we thank Thee too for the opportunity to come together on this Sunday night in order that we might hear about the work of the Reform Witness Hour. We thank Thee, Father, for this work and this ministry that Thou hast given to us for 70 years now. We rejoice in the privilege and the freedom that we've had to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ through the means of this program and over the airwaves and now over the internet to reach many whom we would not ordinarily be able to reach. We pray, Lord, that Thou will continue to give us open doors for this ministry to go yet further and to be used of Thee for the upbuilding of Thy church and for the gathering of Thine elect from the nations. We thank Thee, Lord, for the loyal support of Thy people. And we pray that we may continue to be enthused about this work and to support it faithfully with our prayers and with our gifts. We thank Thee for the men who speak on the program, Reverends Hock and Breinsma and Klein, for their willingness to serve in a special way in this way. And we pray that Thou wilt use them as they prepare messages adapted for a broader audience and yet faithful to Thy Word, so that the doctrines of sovereign grace are sounded near and far. We ask, Father, Thy blessing upon our meeting tonight. Be with Reverend Hock, too, as he addresses us and encourages us in this work. We pray that Thou will guard our hearts against sin and evil. Remember Thy saints in every way and walk of life, especially those of Thy children in suffering, in sorrow, and in persecution, for Thy name's sake. Hear us for Jesus' sake. Amen. As I just mentioned in my prayer, the Reform Witness Hour is in its 70th year right now. But on October 12, which is this coming Friday, she will become 71 years old. It was on October 12, 1941, that the Reform Witness Hour was first aired in Grand Rapids, Michigan here on station WLAV. Which those of us in the know may remember today as being kind of a rock station. But back in that day, it was, I really don't know much about the nature of the station at that time. But it was just an AM station, and it was apparently an avenue that could reach the city. And so WLAV was chosen to be the station. It's interesting to note with some young people here and young adults here tonight, too, that the impetus for the Reform Witness Hour originally came from the Young Men's Society of First Protestant Reformed Church. So let that be an encouragement to you too, not only to support and remember this work, but to have your own good ideas about how the gospel can be spread. Herman Hoeksema, of course, was the first radio preacher for nearly 23 years, I believe it was. And his very first message was titled, God is God. And I would like to read just a brief excerpt from that message, that very first message. You weren't going to do that, were you, Reverend Hock? I'm not mowing your grass or raking your leaves. Maybe that's more appropriate. This is what H.H. said, and it really described what he saw as the nature of the program too, and the vision for it, which we ought not lose sight of. I quote, "The supreme, and in a sense the only task of the church is to preach the Word of God. But if there is a Word of God to be proclaimed by the church, it must needs be a word which God Himself speaks, and which He speaks concerning Himself. And if God speaks concerning Himself, the basic and all-pervading note of that speech must inevitably be, I am God. Unless the church proclaims this truth in all its implications, in all its purity, and without compromise, she cannot preach. She has nothing to say. Unless she proclaims this truth not as one of the tenets of her faith, but as the truth of all truths, not occasionally, but always, she forfeits the right and lacks the power to say anything at all about man, the world, Christ, salvation, life and death, sin and grace. Now notice, we hope to make this the theme of our radio broadcasts. Whatever may be the particular subject of discussion, whether we speak of Him directly or of man, of Christ and salvation, of the church and the world, of sin and grace, of life and death, God is God. I love that quote. And I believe we can say, too, by the grace of God, that we've been faithful to that mission, to proclaim that gospel and that fundamental truth, that God is God. Did you know that the Reform Witness Hour was initially known as the Protestant Reformed Hour? It wasn't until 1942 that it changed to the name Reform Witness Hour. And if I'm not mistaken, there was just a brief period in there where it was simply known as the Witness. But again, that was always the point, to be a distinctive voice, a witness, not just in Grand Rapids, but beyond. In 1945, First Protestant Reformed Church took over the program, and a radio committee was formed, and that's still the arrangement, as you may know. But I want to remind you, too, that the work of the Reformed Witness Hour is certainly not just that of First Protestant Reformed Church. It truly is the work of all of us. The committee, the Reformed Witness Hour committee now, reflects that too. It's much more diverse than just people from First Protestant Reformed Church. In fact, all that we have on the Reformed Witness Hour committee now is a council representative. The committee is made up of men and women from this entire area. And I'd like briefly just to introduce some of the committee members. I don't think I told them I was going to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway, because I think a lot of times that committee stays kind of quiet and people don't know who they should talk to or contact if they have questions about the Reform Witness Hour. So let me introduce a few people. I see Dave Gussup is here. Dave, would you stand up for just a second? Dave is our tech guy. He's the one that puts the program together. When I make my announcements and Reverend Hock, for example, makes his messages, then we send them to him over the internet, and Dave puts it all together. So he's responsible for the program. We thank Dave for his diligent work in that. Marilyn Adams, where are you? There you are. Marilyn is our longtime secretary. And she does a great job of keeping the committee organized with her secretarial skills and handling bulletin announcements and all that thing. Marilyn, however, is looking to retire. So we are also on the lookout for, it can be a man too from that point of view, but preferably a woman that is able and willing to give her time. Doesn't have to become secretary as Marilyn was, but just in general, the committee could use some new members. We've had a few new members in the last few years, but we've also lost some people. And we have some people that have been in the committee for a long, long time and would like to retire. So thank you, Marilyn. And if you are interested, see any of these committee members about joining the committee. Pam Van Putten is also here tonight. Pam is our correspondence clerk, and we thank her for her diligent work of taking care of all the correspondence that comes in. What else do you want me to say, Pam? That's right. Pam is also looking for someone to replace it. What's that? The committee is not a high demanding committee, by the way. Let me just put in a plug for that. We only meet every other month. So it's not demanding on your time. Typically we meet about an hour and a half in length. And the committees just do their work on their own. And we connect, as you might guess, via email and all that. But it really is a nice committee to be on. If you are looking for some good, positive work to be involved in, that typically does not involve any struggles or controversies or anything. It's just good, positive work. The Reform Witness Hour is a nice committee to serve on. Aaron Knott is here as well. Aaron is our joined us. He's a couple, 2 years now, about three already. He's a rep from First Council, and Aaron serves as the director of our station committee. Who am I missing? You're probably not going to raise your hand if I don't mention you. Oh, Hank! How could I forget Hank? Hank is our newest member and treasurer. And we're appreciative of the gifts that Hank brings to our committee, too, and for his willingness to share on this committee. It's important work. Our radio pastors, as you may know, are Reverend Hock. Reverend Hock came on board in 1995 already. And a few years back, due to his other duties here at Georgetown Church, he had to cut back a bit. And Reverend Breinsma and Reverend Rodney Klein stepped in to be other voices on the committee. So we have a rather nice arrangement. They each do 4 months of broadcasts and share the responsibilities. And Reverend Hock and Reverend Breinsma and Reverend Klein are gifted in adapting messages that go out to a broader audience. And I hope, by the way, that you are all at least regular listeners, maybe not every Sunday, because I know on any given Sunday there's busyness in the morning or afternoon, things that get in the way. But I hope that you are at least regular listeners. And if you're not, let me encourage you tonight to become a regular listener. It's another way for you and for me to grow personally, too, in our faith. And that's important that we do that. We currently are on 18 stations in the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, and the Philippines. Marilyn Adams made a nice table out back, by the way, with maps and so on. Some artifacts from previous Reform Witness Hour years. Take the time to look at that if you haven't already. Sometimes we might question, and that was one of the things that I wanted to address tonight just briefly. Is radio still popular? With all the other means available today, is radio still where it's at in terms of spreading the gospel? We believe it is. And just recently I came across this report. Involved a study of the November 2010 to November 2011. And according to this, it says, the headline says, new research, same results, radio still going strong. It's no surprise. The latest research confirms something we've known all along. Radio continues to play a key role in consumers' lives, regardless of alternate audio options and the newest cool devices. Media research methodology continues to evolve and improve, but when it comes to radio, the results are the same. And then I'm just going to give you two concrete examples. They did a survey of 1,000 people ages 18 to 64. And the first 2 points here are this. Radio reaches more millennials, Generation Xers, and boomers each day and throughout the week than the 4 television networks, NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox combined. The next one, radio is the number one medium with millennials, general Xers, and boomers who are employed full-time Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., far outdistancing TV. So radio continues to be a major media for us to use. But of course, the growth has been in the internet. And I'm just going to say, well, I'm not going to say a whole lot about that, but I want to encourage you to pick up a couple of sheets that were on the back table. Some of you may have grabbed them already. One is kind of a chart and graph that looks like this, that gives the stats for the last 2 months that we had available, July and August, for sermon audio at the top, where we also post our messages, and then our own ReformWitnessHour.org website. And just check out the numbers on here. It will astound you what is being downloaded. The internet now is becoming, fast becoming, the most popular way for people to listen to the Reform Witness Hour and to download it and put it on their devices and use whenever people want. All right, I'm going to stop. We are going to have some special music now by the Hope Heralds, and we thank them for their willingness to come tonight and sing for us. They are going to sing three numbers: Blessed Be the Name, Hallelujah, What a Savior, and Declare Your Praise. You may come up. Thank you. certainly those numbers will do that for us too. And that's why we wanted the Hope Heralds to be here tonight. So thank you for your willingness to come and sing for us. I also noticed, going through some of the history of the Reformed Witness Hour, that one of the early special music that they had on the program was the men's chorus from First Protestant Reformed Church. So it certainly was fitting to have you here tonight. Reverend Hawk, we're ready to have you come up and address us.
I am about ready to do something that I promised myself that I would never try to do. And that is to speak after the Hope Heralds sang. And then, to boot, to try to give an inspirational message. God is excellent. And that's why we have the Reformed Witness Hour. The purpose of this night is to explain why we have a radio internet program and why you as a member of the denomination should care for it and pray for it and promote it in your life. For the last 17 years, God has blessed me to be involved with the Reformed Witness Hour, and I have been countless times amazed at the wonderful and secret providence of God to bless His Word. Marilyn Adams and her husband Pete came to the Protestant Reformed Churches through the airing of the Reformed Witness Hour. They heard that in Squim, Washington. One listener on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, I don't know how he did it, how you make a U-turn on the turnpike, but he was listening to a message and he was getting out of the signal distance of the station and he turned around so that he could hear the end of the sermon. Sometimes God's providence is humorous as well. One listener in Byron Center, maybe she's here, was so intently listening to the sermon, to the message. It was on the calling of husbands, and maybe she was listening, especially hoping her husband was listening, getting ready for church in a remodeled bathroom, and she was so listening that she thought she was reaching for the hairspray, when in reality she picked up some aerosol paint lacquer. Was so hoping her husband was listening that she went to church that night with that in her hair. The Reformed Witness Hour has, for me personally, been a way whereby I, to the limited measure that God gives me, can recite the words of the Apostle in Acts 20, verse 24, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry that I have received from the Lord Jesus Christ, to testify of the gospel of the grace of God. So very briefly, in not less than 10 minutes and not more than 15, two reasons why the Reformed Witness Hour should not be on the fringe of the denomination's mind, but that the Reformed Witness Hour is something that should be central in the thinking of the Protestant Reformed Churches as she thinks of the call that Christ has given to proclaim the glorious truth. And those two reasons that I give tonight are very simple. The first of all, the Reformed Witness Hour, and I choose now my words carefully, the Reformed Witness Hour has been given by God an important place in the building of God's gracious, everlasting, and glorious kingdom. The Reformed Witness Hour has been given by God a place in the building of His everlasting kingdom and therefore is worthy of your interest, prayer, support, and promotion. Very briefly, these thoughts now are well known to us. God's kingdom and church, His precious kingdom and church, is built by His Word, and specifically, we believe from the Scripture, by the proclamation of the Word. Mark 1:14, Jesus came preaching the kingdom of God. The kingdom is built by the Word of the Shepherd, who by His own voice, we believe this with all our hearts, by His own voice, through the proclamation of His Word, gathers His sheep. And we also believe that the kingdom of God and His glorious church, gathered by the Word, is a kingdom that is taken out of every part of the world. We're speaking now of the English-speaking part of the world, because the Reformed Witness Hour is in English. But every part of the English-speaking world, as well as all other parts, but God has His people in every part, and He has His people of every type of person and man and woman. God has His people all over the world. And the wonderful thing about the Reformed Witness Hour and being privileged to speak in the Reformed Witness Hour is that you see immediately that God's people, whoever they are, recognize and hear the gospel when it is preached to them. By the Word, as it is sounded out through the church, guided by the Holy Spirit, God is building and gathering His kingdom, His everlasting kingdom of glory, out of all types of men and women all over the world, out of people that we would least suspect He would choose, out of places where the Word of God is known and cherished, Grand Rapids, Michigan, but in places where that Word of God is not known and perhaps has been squandered and lost, the Word of God gathers His kingdom out of all these places, places to which the Word comes through the Reformed Witness Hour. The Reformed Witness Hour is used of God to sow the seed, the mustard seed that becomes that great plant and kingdom. The Reformed Witness Hour explains more fully the way of God to those who have some understanding of the Christian faith. It fills in the dots for them. The Reformed Witness Hour has been given a place by God in the building of His everlasting kingdom of glory and grace. It's not just something nice that we do. It is not something that goes back to 1941 and we've been doing it. It is a privilege. It is a necessity. It is something we want to do. It is something God has given us to do. Now, on the same point yet, God has given the Reformed Witness Hour to do this, and its place in the Protestant Reformed Church is broad and fair. What I'm getting at is the Reformed Witness Hour, I believe in a real sense, is the broadest outreach of the Protestant Reformed churches. When I prepare a message for the Reformed Witness Hour, on a given Sunday, I envision 3,000 in my audience, because on the internet there is a spike on Sunday of 3,000 listeners. How many more are hearing the message on the radio stations? I do not know. And then add to that the weekly downloads that Chuck was talking about. You get thousands more. If there is a ministry in the Protestant Reformed churches which is contacting more men and women with the spoken word of God's truth than the Reformed Witness Hour, I do not know what that ministry is. My point is not to get in competition. My point is not comparison. May your churches, as you have live audio streaming and possibly video streaming, may God bless that. May God use that to reach far more than we are reaching in the Reformed Witness Hour. May God continue to do that. But the point is, As far as the Protestant Reform outreach is concerned, the Reform Witness Hour should not be on the fringe in our thinking. Something, oh yes, well I suppose we do that. It's that 1941 Packard that's in the garage and we have a committee to polish it. No. The Reform Witness Hour is a blessed gift of God to our denomination. God has given it to us, and it is important outreach for the Protestant Reformed churches. Number two, the Reform Witness Hour, as far as its content is concerned, has been given to proclaim the Reformed, the biblical truth, precious and known to us in the Protestant Reformed churches, the truth that we have received, the greatest truth that our hearts know and which we cherish. The Reformed Witness Hour is proclaiming that truth. You ought to promote it with all your heart. Under that point, a few observations. You remember with me the solas of the Reformations: faith alone, Christ alone, grace alone, Scripture alone, God's glory alone, solas. In the language of Protestant and in the language of Reformed churches, sola only is the word that is conspicuously missing and intentionally missing, and the kingdom of darkness is concerned that it be totally missing. For the Reformation, the word sola was the heart of the matter. Christ alone, grace alone, the Word of God alone, glory to God alone. This is exclusive language. But it is exactly this exclusive language that the world seeks to destroy, and the church caves under and compromises always around that word alone. We in the Reformed Witness Hour, by God's grace, proclaim an exclusive Savior. From our hearts we proclaim this. We proclaim, as Chuck read from the very first radio message, God is God, the only God and the only hope for man. We seek to proclaim that faithfully, wisely, passionately, clearly, and truly. But for this, that God is God alone, Christ is Savior alone, for this, you can get killed today. You can get killed today in Muslim countries. You can get killed in Hindu villages. Homosexuality, now let's bring it closer to our country. Homosexuality and what we're going to say about that, and what we're going to say about Christ as being the only Savior and the only Lord. Certainly, this will bump into opposition as the end approaches. Are we going to proclaim this? Do we believe this? If we don't believe this, let's quit now. But we believe this. This is why you should support the Reformed Witness Hour, because by God's grace it proclaims God is excellent. And then let's bring that down to another level. In these solid truths of the Christian faith, this precious truth of the Reformed, the biblical gospel given to us, is where the peace for men's souls shall be found. Men will be brought to peace, and women will be brought to peace in a sovereign God, in a conquering grace, in a certain hope, in a sure word. These are the truths that stick, that move, that save, that are worth saying. The truths that glorify God are, after all, the truths that bring joy, peace, and life to the soul. What I'm saying is this. The Reformed Witness Hour publishes and proclaims the truth that you believe, that you have tested and found true, the truth that you cherish, the truth upon which your whole life and soul rests. The Reformed Witness Hour is proclaiming that truth by God's grace. Certainly, then, the Reformed Witness Hour in the denomination ought not to be viewed in a detached way, but should be viewed by us in the wonderful place that God has given to it. Thank you. We're going to now try something a little different in our rally, something that wasn't announced, something we didn't plan, but came to us. And what we're going to do is we're going to sing the Reformed Witness Hour's theme song, 276, in our Psalter. We're going to do it a little different, so follow instructions carefully. We're going to have the Hope Heralds come up to the front, but maybe if you go down a step, because that those guys are so tall, you won't see me. So, down one step. So, the Paul Perils is going to come up, and we're going to sing a cappella, but the girls in catechism have taught me that we need to get started on the right note. They say, Reverend, we need a piano to start right. So, that's all we need the piano for. So, the Paul Perils are going to sing verse 1. Everybody's going to join them on verse 2. On verse 3, the voices of victory are going to sing verse 3. Maybe put a little spice in there or something. And then we're all going to sing verse 4. Everybody's going to stand up, and we're going to do it a cappella. So, you got that? Verse 1, Hope Heralds, you can come to the front. Verse 2, Hope Heralds and everybody, we're all standing. Verse 3, voice of the victory. Verse 4, everybody. I thought that was very, very nice and edifying. A wonderful way to conclude the day in God's house. We have refreshments. The ladies of Georgetown have been baking all week, so be sure you come for just a few moments for some coffee and refreshment. Let's come to God in prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, we thank Thee for the word of truth. We thank Thee for the faithful covenant work of the Holy Spirit within our hearts as members of the Protestant Reformed denomination, that Thou hast given to us a love for this truth in our hearts. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for the Reformed Witness Hour and the opportunity, the calling, the place that Thou hast given to us in Thy kingdom. This grace is given to us that we should make known the mysteries of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in this world. We believe that it will be a means in Thy hand to build up and to gather to Thyself Thy church, to soothe and comfort Thy people, and also to pronounce to those who would reject it, and there are many, that Thou art God and God alone. We would ask that we might receive grace from Thee to continue to be faithful unto this glorious truth and to be zealous that it may be proclaimed, that it may be announced through the Reformed Witness Hour, both in internet and radio, and in the downloaded printed sermons. We pray, O Lord, for Thy blessing. Now, O Lord, dismiss us with Thy blessing. We thank Thee for this day in Thy house. In Jesus' name, amen.